Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
All right, so welcome to Fellowship Talks. It's good to have you back with us today. We're here today and we're going to have a conversation with Trish Monahan. Amy, isn't it kind of nice? Like I said, welcome to Fellowship Talks.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Like we have an official name here.
Yes.
A little insider information for everybody listening. For the first three episodes that we recorded, we hadn't landed on an official name yet, but now we have. So we'll go back. As you've listened to those first three episodes, we've gone back and we've recorded over there. So the official name's on those episodes. But this is the first episode we're actually recording that we know the name of the podcast.
That's so, right.
Fellowship Talks. Amy, we've done four. This is our fourth podcast. Which one has been your favorite so far? What's kind of stuck out to you?
That's a hard one. I've really just loved hearing all of the different guests that we've had and their hearts and what's going on here at the church. You know, hearing Bill talk about the last 40 years of our church and the way that God's been moving here, I think that was really encouraging to me just to see that and to see the impact that this church has had on so many people and the way that God has been moving here, and to just think about what he might do in the next 40 years.
Yeah, and what he's still doing.
Yeah, yeah. So so I really loved that, but I've really enjoyed all the conversations and they've really helped me just to have a little bit more insight into some of the things that we do around here.
See, I knew you would do that. I'd ask you which one is your favorite, and you would say all of them.
I knew you would do that.
So for everybody listening, I wanted to give you just a heads up of what's coming down the road for this podcast. We've given you four here to initially start out on the podcast. But here coming in September, we're going to be going through a membership series as a church on Sunday mornings. So each week with this podcast, we're going to release an episode where we're talking with an elder from our church about that week's membership discussion from Sunday morning. So we'll talk. Amy and I will be talking with the elder to get a little bit more insight information, some of their thoughts into the membership process, some of their thoughts into what they're hoping for people to take away from this process with the membership series. So each week in September, as we go through membership with the church, we'll release a podcast that you can follow along and get some information from one of our elders about that too.
Yeah, hopefully this podcast can help us think more deeply and answer questions as we talk about what it means to be a member of the local church. So that's 4 weeks. What about after that?
After that, we're going to continue doing what we've started already. We want to connect our people of the church, connect fellowship to the staff and the members by sharing stories of how God is using them and encouraging all of us to walk in Christ through the week.
Yeah, and don't forget, we want our church to interact with us. So feel free to reach out to us personally or send us an email at fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com.
What are you looking for in those emails, Amy? What do you want to hear?
Questions, thoughts, shout outs, whatever people want to send.
That's good. So if you want a shout out on this podcast, send us an email. If you want to tell Amy how much you love hearing her on this podcast, send us an email and tell us that.
Yeah. If small town Arkansas is your favorite accent, keep listening. So it's funny, but as I've told people about the podcast, the number one response I've gotten is, I want to be a guest. And I love that. So if you've said that to me, I have your name on a list and we want to hear stories of how God's moving in people throughout our church.
That sounds good. That sounds really good. And I bring that Yankee voice. I still haven't fallen into the full Southern drawl yet. So I think we make a good combo here.
That's right, y'all.
So let's get to our guest today. We have some really important information to cover, some really interesting stuff for our church that we want to talk about. And Trish is here with us today.
Well, you know what I think is important is that I'm going to bridge you two together because I'm from the Midwest. And I've been in the South for 25 years, so I'm a blend.
There we go.
Yeah. Good. So you got the right guest here.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Trish, we wanted to have you on because you're an important person to know here at Fellowship. In fact, a lot of the people who come to the Connection Center on Sunday for the first time walking into our church, they get to know you. And then you follow up with all those people through the week. And you're really the first voice people hear, first personal voice that people hear from Fellowship.
Yeah, this is one of those times I wish that we had visual so we could show your picture and say, look for her if you're new. But you can always go to our website, look up Trish Monahan, and get a picture of who she is. Because for new people, Trish really is a person that we want people to know and recognize.
Well, I'm 5'9". Does that help?
And your picture's on the website.
And it's on the website. Right. But, you know, Dan, when you started talking about that being that first person, and I actually, when I hear that, it makes me feel pretty overwhelmed because it's a huge responsibility. Mm. I really do. I take those first-time guests, and I'm passionate about them because I just want everyone who walks on this campus to feel like this is a place that they could call home. And so each one is somebody that I really take as a gift from God. I really do. And I love to follow up. I love to see what was their experience like at Fellowship, because I get great feedback knowing even how we can change things because of one guest who says something that you go, never thought of that. So it's a great delight. I love it. Love it.
Well, I'm going to ask you here in a few minutes for a story or two about someone that you've met at the Connection Center and you've helped get connected to our church. And I just want to hear a little bit of what God's doing through the Connection Center in that way and through you. But really, we want to start with the major change we've had here at the church with the Connection Center. I think pretty much everybody in our church has noticed over the last couple months we've made some renovations to the bookstore and the Fireside Cafe area. And that has now become our new Connection Center. And Amy and I were talking about, well, there's probably a lot of people from our church who don't know why we did that or what the purpose behind that is. So, Trish, you're here to give us some insight and tell us why we did that.
Well, I'll tell you, it probably has been 3 years of a dream. Mm-hmm. When I started this position, I started looking over at that Fireside Cafe, and I thought, I love how people meet there and how they connect there. But yet, I would also say it felt like is maybe underused for what the space was. So I really started dreaming about what could that look like with a much more of a fuller Connection Center. Our old Connection Center really felt like, for me, it was kind of a drive-by experience because it was just little tables and people could line up, but really we were just processing them very quickly. And it felt like a process sometimes, which I really didn't enjoy, because what I want to do with each person that comes up to that Connection Center, I want to start to build a relationship. And so that was really a big part of my thought process and thinking, what could it look like with a space where you could sit down with people and actually start a conversation and help them to, at that moment, start to feel a little bit more connected to Fellowship Bible Church.
Well, that's good. That's good. So who's coming to the Connection Center?
Oh, goodness. I mean, we talk a lot about first-time guests, and I would say that is a, you know, pretty dominant group of people that show up there. But when you think about connection, we are all on different paths at church, and we all are in different seasons. And so you will have people that have been part of Fellowship Bible Church for 10 years, and they maybe have not really experienced a small group situation. And so we're going to have people that'll show up and say, hey, it's time. God's move me. I want to get into a D group. And so you'll have people like that. You'll have people that are just looking for answers, because we really want to be one of the things too in moving to this new space. We want it to be much more central. And so like anybody who has questions, has information, they can turn up at the Connection Center and we can help them take that next step, whatever that might be for them, whether it's membership, whether it's fellowship next, whatever it is, we want to be able to help you with that.
That's really good.
So really the Connection Center is for everyone.
It's for everyone. Mm-hmm. Yep, it truly is. And I would say, when we say everyone, I would hope too that even we'd have some teenagers that would show up looking for where do they go, because we want to help everybody, not just adult population.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. So how would you see a D group leader utilizing the Connection Center?
I would love for D group leaders to feel a little bit of ownership in that, in the sense of if you have space in your group and you're looking for new members, what a wonderful thing to have a couple or a single leader, whoever that is, to show up and say, hey, our group wants you. So when somebody new is looking for a D group, we have somebody to let them share that experience with immediately versus a one-off that can take a week or 2 weeks to get them connected. Even if they don't end up joining that leader, there's still a conversation that that leader can have with that person that will really help them see what a D group experience is like. So I just think it's a huge win. And I would invite D group leaders to reach out to me and say, hey, we'd love to, you know, staff there for a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reminder for all of us, because we really, in our D group, sometimes we can get comfortable and we have our people, but to have that mindset of there are always people looking to connect to community, looking to connect into a D group, and to be thinking that way and to even jump in there and be a part of that process of welcoming them in is a neat way to just serve other people and provide that place for them.
Yeah, Amy, you and I, one of our roles here on staff is to help people get connected into D groups if they're looking for D groups. So if they come to the Connection Center and say they want to get plugged in, we'll follow up with them over that week or the next week, trying to help them get connected into a D group. But I've seen firsthand how well it works when a D group leader is already standing there at the Connection Center and somebody walks up and says, I'm looking for a D group, and we can point right to that D group leader and said, hey, why don't you talk with them? That happened to me one time standing at the Connection Center. Trish, I think it was you, a couple in our D group currently, I'm going to call you out, Mitch and Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
You walked up as almost first-time guests to Fellowship. And you walked up to the Connection Center, and I think you started talking with Trish. And Trish looked down the line, and I was standing there not talking to anybody. And she called me over and said, hey, Dan, Mitch and Amanda here are looking to get connected into a D group. And I said, well, actually, our D group is looking to bring in some new people. And so I started talking with Mitch and Amanda, and we just built a connection right there. And they seamlessly walked right into our D group and have been a part of it ever since.
And that's such a, I mean, that is just like, to me, the best. I mean, you can't get any better connection when that happens so naturally. And I see Mitch and Amanda every Sunday now. I see them. They, you know, they got connected on that Sunday, and they feel like Fellowship is their home. I know that. And it's because of that immediate reaction, I think. So that's a great story, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you see just the people of the church, whoever has been coming to Fellowship for a while, you know, how are they using the Connection Center? How would you recommend people who have been coming for a while to use the Connection Center?
I think another way that would be really great, area that I oversee besides Connection is our care ministry. And one of the things that I feel very strong about too is that our people know what people are going through really well, and especially our D group leaders if you're in a small group. But sometimes there's an assumption that staff knows everything that's going on, and we don't. And so I would even love for our body to feel this, like this permission, and not even just permission, but this is something you can do. If you know somebody needs care, would you stop by the Connection Center and let us know? Because we have pastors there, and we really want to come alongside of everybody that has a need within our body. And so that's when you say, how else would I like to see? I just would like our body to know that Connection Center is for them to utilize in a way to connect with other people as well. If we just rely on the staff, we will never, ever be the church that God's called us to be. It is all about the people. And as long as the body is responding and they're being part of it, I think it will truly change our who people think Fellowship is. I think it'll change us.
Yeah, that's good, because elders even now, they used to hang out at the old Connection Center, but even now with the new Connection Center having seats and stuff, just more welcoming area to have those conversations.
Another thing that we're going to do is, or that we're currently doing, I guess, is we are going to be real intentional on Sunday mornings in having the teaching pastor who's been up front. And so again, think of through the lens of a first-time guest, and they see that teaching pastor. Well, we're really encouraging our teaching pastors to come to the Connection Center immediately after service, so those first-time guests can go, get their gift box, but also meet that teaching pastor, because I think there's a real desire when you come to a church for the first time to feel like you've made a connection with that pastor for a lot of people. Some people, they're good with just, you know, checking it out and leaving, but a lot of people really do want to have that first touch. So that's another thing we're really enjoying in our space.
That's good.
I think that's a great, with our church being the size it is, to find those connection points that make it easier for people to get to know people one-on-one and not just see them from a distance. I think that's really, really helpful.
Yeah, Amy, we had, even in the young adult area, we had something develop over the summer where a group of young adults would meet around the Connection Center looking for new young adults who walked into the church to go out to lunch after church.
Yeah, that's been really a neat thing to see. Where we've had each week, we've had a group of young adults that are just there. And as someone new comes, they invite them just to go to lunch with their group. And even if they don't end up connecting with that group as their permanent D group, it just gives them a few faces that they recognize then when they come back that next week, and a few people that can help them find the right D group situation for them and answer questions about the church. And just, it makes it more personal than just showing up to a place where you don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great example of something that I certainly didn't originate, and it's affected the Connection Center, but it's made a huge difference in people getting connected again, because mm-hmm. to have somebody right there saying, "Hey, go out for lunch with me, I'd love it." It's like, wow, how often does that happen? And so again, I would just say to, you know, the listeners that I'm like, I love it when people come up with their ideas on how they want to love and connect with other people. Mm-hmm. And the young adult population has done that incredibly well. And I would love to see other couples saying, we'd like to be that couple. We'd like to be available to take new families out, because I think that's a great touch point.
It really is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what about the bookstore? Do you have any insight on the bookstore? Where did that go and why?
Well, the bookstore, I have a little insight, just a little, but the bookstore, as y'all know, I mean, really, Amazon, what else can I say?
Yeah,
we would even, I don't know if you're like me, but I'll even go into Barnes and Nobles and I'll kind of experience the Barnes and Nobles atmosphere. But then I look at the books and then I go and order on Amazon. And I think that's just where we're at. It's just, it is a costly venture to have a bookstore. Most churches that had bookstores they've gone away mm-hmm. just because of that cost factor. So it really wasn't meeting the need that we originally had envisioned back in the day. So back in the day, there was not Mardell's, there wasn't Lifeway. We didn't have those. So a bookstore at church was really important. Now, again, like with those other options, it just wasn't really creating just wasn't really as necessary. And so we are excited, because the one thing about our church, which I have loved living in this space, what is it, 9 years, almost going on 10 now? Mm-hmm. But even that, you find yourself, just like when you're in a home, you have to kind of every once in a while take a look and say, is this space, this living room that I was using, is it still relative to what I want to have it used today, or how I want to use it? Mm-hmm. And so we did that with the bookstore. Is it really relative to how we want to use that space today? And we realized that we don't have a lot of mid-size spaces here at church. And so that bookstore being renovated into what is called the atrium has been a wonderful space. We use it for membership classes. We'll use it for fellowship next. We also could see it being used as a venue for a small wedding. I mean, think about how awesome those windows are facing out on over the fountains. It's a beautiful space. And so it's really kind of, in my mind, that Connection Center flows into that new atrium space. So it's really one space, but used for multiple purposes.
That's a really good example of just your own house and renovating mm-hmm. your own house. Right now, Emily and I have a room in our house, a living room where a fireplace is, and it's really a very nice room. But the purpose of it right now is the kids' playroom. And we dream of the day where we can touch it up and make it look nice and be a warm, welcoming room to gather with other people. But for now, it's the playroom where all the toys are right. And the dents in the wall are. And that's what its purpose is now, but it will change in a few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are we still offering any books, or what does that look like?
We do, because if you come into the Connection Center now, you see there's a resource area. And so we will you know, what the goal is there is to offer the things that we really, that are really part of our mission. And also, like, for instance, if a teaching pastor uses a reference to a specific book and a message, we might carry that books. But it's going to be real connecting to what fellowship offers. Not, we're not going to try to meet the broad need at all. So, yes, come, you'll see it. It's fun. There's things to purchase, but definitely scaled back.
Gotcha. That's good. That's good. So, one thing I've been wondering with this is just how do you see, I guess we're kind of closing up our time together today, but just in the values that fellowship holds with connection, transformation, and multiplication. You know, those are the values that we have here at Fellowship. And we put them out there on our website. We talk about them on Sundays. But where do you see our connection center playing? What part of that do you see playing in our values?
Well, you might think the obvious answer would be connection.
Right, yeah.
I mean, <ta-da>. But I would tell you, I think all three play a huge role in the connection area, because you do connect, but it's out of connection that people start to be building a relationship with Jesus that starts to transform them. And that might begin in the connection center, but it also might go into a D group experience. But at the same time, you cannot take away connection for that. And then you think about multiplication. It's like when people come to the connection center, I'm hoping that they're coming with this sense of multiplying into the transformation parts that Jesus called them into. And so I'm like, I think it's just a cycle to me. It's like you can't really separate any of those three things because they are all connected so much. So I see it all.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. So I think what's important, what we want to try to share with people is that as you come through the church on Sunday, as you go through your week, we want you to be thinking about our connection center here at the church and how you can be a part of our connection center. How long has it been since you invited a new couple into the church, into your D group? How long has it been since you used the connection center as a way to get to know new people and invite people in? We have people walking in brand new all the time. Little Rock really is a job central area. People are relocating here for work and walking into fellowship for the first time because of what they see on the internet or a recommendation of a friend from another city. They're walking in for random reasons and they want to be connected. So I think it's really important for all of us as members of fellowship to think through how we can be welcoming, inviting, and we can use this connection center as a tool to reach the rest of our church.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, if I can add one more thing, Dan, I really want to encourage our body who's listening again that first-time gift is something that is so noticeable. And as much as we are using that for that first-time guest to feel a sense of connection, that's also a big head nod to our body that's a first-time guest. Mm-hmm. And so to come alongside of the people that are walking away from the Connection Center with that gift, it's like it's a gift in itself. You can go up to them and you can say, hey, I'm so glad you're here. Because you can know without a doubt that's a first-time guest if you see them carrying that gift.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. Well, Trish, we really appreciate all the work that you've put into this area and just your heart for people, for caring for them, connecting them, welcoming them, and really just even the vision behind taking this and making it more of a welcoming, warm environment, just the Connection Center, to take that and make it into a space that feels more like a home and a place that people can really feel comfortable coming to. And that's really the heart, I think, for all of us, that we want this to be a place where people feel welcomed and invited. And so we appreciate you leading out in that.
So absolutely. Come on up to the Connection Center. Come on over. Check out our new Connection Center. Come find out if Trish is really 5'9", like she says.
And if she's standing next to me, you will know that she is 5'9".
All right. Well, until next time, Fellowship, this is Fellowship Talks. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.